SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. The days are getting darker, colder, wetter, and so maybe you've been experiencing some illness. Well, if you want to express yourself and your illness in Dutch, then you have come to the right lesson today. I will teach you some words, some common words that we say and use when we're sick. So I want you to practice those, learn those, use the sentences to your advantage. After every word, you will hear me say a sentence in Dutch twice. Listen well, see if you can at least grasp and understand the context before I give you the translation, and practice these sentences and make sentences with the words that you've learned today. All right, so let's dive in. Ziek zijn is to be sick. So if I want to say I am sick, I can just say ik ben ziek, with more of an E sound there rather than an I in sick. Ik ben ziek. Now, one of the common things about being sick, or what most people tend to have, is a headache. For a headache, we just use the words head and pain together, and that will be de hoofdpijn. De hoofdpijn. Ik heb hoofdpijn. Misschien moet ik wat rust nemen. Ik heb hoofdpijn. Misschien moet ik wat rust nemen. I have a headache. Maybe I need to take some rest. Next up, another common one is pain in your throat. And that is keelpijn. So think about the veggie keel and how nice and healthy it must be for the pain in your throat to clear away. So keel, and so throat pain is keelpijn. Mijn keel doet pijn als ik slik. Ik denk dat ik keelpijn heb. Mijn keel doet pijn als ik slik. Ik denk dat ik keelpijn heb. So my throat hurts when I swallow. I think that I have pain in my throat, or throat pain. As you see from keelpijn and hoofdpijn, we often tend to refer to a body part and then add pain, pijn after it to describe our pain. Or we use it hurts with doet and pijn. So mijn keel doet pijn, mijn hoofd doet pijn, mijn arm doet pijn, etc. Now, I might hear some sniffing on the other side of the radio channel. To have a cold is a bit of a tricky one. So it definitely does have the word koud in there. But my cold is called verkoudheid. So de verkoudheid, if it's the cold. Or when you're having a cold, then you say verkouden. So it is more like a verby kind of word. So I have a cold is ik ben verkouden. En de dokter heeft mij medicijnen voorgeschreven voor mijn verkoudheid. Ik ben verkouden en de dokter heeft mij medicijnen voorgeschreven voor mijn verkoudheid. Some difficult words in there, but hopefully you've got that one. So, I have a cold and the doctor has prescribed me medicine for my cold. Other than that, we can have a blocked nose. Nose is neus, which you hopefully already know, de neus. And when something is blocked, for the parents out here, maybe you know the word for playing hide and seek, there's a stop in it. You know, think about your bath and how you put a plug in there and it stops the water from running away. So you create a block as such. Keep that in mind for your blocked nose, because a blocked nose is a verstopte neus. In een zin, mijn neus is verstopt of mijn neus zit verstopt. Ik kan niet goed ademen. Mijn neus is verstopt. Ik kan niet goed ademen. Of ik heb een verstopte neus, dus ik kan niet goed ademen. My nose is blocked and I can't breathe very well. Another symptom of having a cold is a cough. The cough, the noun, is de hoest. And to cough, the verb is hoesten. So you just verb it up. Ik moet hoesten als ik diep ademhaal. Ik moet hoesten als ik diep ademhaal. I have to cough, or I need to cough, when I take a deep breath. Other than our cold, onze verkoudheid, we might end up getting a fever. A fever is de koorts, like a cold that you might have when you're having a fever, to measure your fever or to measure anything really. So it sounds a bit like a cold, de koorts. Ik voel mij, or ik voel me niet goed. Ik heb koorts. Ik voel me niet goed. Ik heb koorts. I don't feel well. I have a fever. Bear in mind here that I say I have fever rather than I have a fever in Dutch. And also we say I feel myself not well. So we reflect back when we're talking about an inside feeling. So ik voel me niet goed. If we have koorts, then we need to measure our temperature. Onze temperatuur. Temperatuur. De temperatuur. En ik meet mijn temperatuur met een thermometer. Ik meet mijn temperatuur met een thermometer. I measure my temperature with a thermometer. So very Dutchify that one. Maybe you are very lucky and you have someone who makes you feel better. Better in Dutch is beter. And feel, as we've already established in one of the earlier sentences, is voelen. So in a sentence, you could create something like this. Mijn moeder maakt kippensoep om me beter te laten voelen. Mijn moeder maakt kippensoep om me beter te laten voelen. So, my mom makes chicken soup. Hopefully we got that one. To let me, to make me feel better. So we don't use maken in this one. We have to use laten instead. So we let ourselves feel better rather than making it. Other two very common symptoms that we can have is feeling fatigued and or dizzy. So fatigued, we probably will just say that we're tired and say moo, literally like the sound of a cow. Moo. And dizzy is duizelig. 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 Dizzy. De zin. Ik voel me duizelig en moe. Ik voel me duizelig en moe. I feel dizzy and tired. Or you can say erg moe, very tired. And watch to add that me in the feel sentence as well. Now, what is the best thing to do when we're sick? Is going to bed and again, to feel better. Not necessarily a specific new word, but a sentence that I think is very useful. So listen to this one. Ik ga naar bed en hoop me morgen beter te voelen. Ik ga naar bed en hoop me morgen beter te voelen. So I'm going to bed and I hope to feel better tomorrow. Last but not least, your last word of today. What do we say when we hope that someone gets better soon? We say something like get well soon. In the sentences of today, you've heard a lot of better. That's what we wish someone. So you know it. We would definitely use beter. And our word for get well soon is beterschap. One word. Beterschap. And in context, we could say beterschap. Ik hoop dat je snel beter bent. Of ik hoop dat jij je snel beter voelt. Beterschap. Now, if you are sick, als jij ziek bent, dan wens ik jou heel veel beterschap. But don't forget to practice still. And I'll catch you next time. Een hele fijne week en tot volgende week. Doei!
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.